Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 914 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Danae. So let's get right to it. Here she is.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for taking my question. My name is Danae Barahona, and I have a blog and podcast called Simple Families. I just launched my podcast about 2 weeks ago, and I've quickly moved up. I'm right now sitting at number 4 in the kids and family category, which is growing much faster than I anticipated. I wanted to hear from you about monetizing a podcast. At what point, with how much traffic, should I try to start seeking out sponsorships? And also, I'm curious where to find sponsorships. I know with a blog, it's much easier to join ad networks, and it's a little bit more straightforward that way. But I'm not sure how much to charge or even how to go about getting sponsors for a podcast. So your help would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, Danae, thank you so much for your question. And first of all, congrats on your show. It's cool to see shows in different niches do well, especially in like kids and family, which is really important to me. So simplefamilies.com is your website. Just go there if you want to check out her stuff. Thank you for the question, because I think monetizing your podcast is really important. You know, a lot of people create a podcast as just a side hobby, and that's cool. And even if your podcast is a side thing, I still think you should be generating an income from it. And there's many different ways to do it, which I'll talk about in just a minute. And it's not like selling out or anything like that. I mean, you deserve to get paid for this free content you're creating on a show that's giving you massive exposure, helping you build an amazing relationship with your audience. There are people out there who want to help you. And there are, like I said, many different ways to start a podcast. Some people start it for launching their business. That's how they get initial exposure. And then they begin monetizing it with a plan in mind in terms of like a business or a product that they want to offer or services that they want to offer, that kind of thing. So there's many ways to go about it. So here's the thing. Seeking out sponsors and advertising, that's just one method to do it. You can start fairly early on, although I will say for those of you just starting your podcast now, especially the new students who are in Power Up Podcasting, if you're listening to this, that's my brand new course, you won't be able to do it very easily until you are about 6 to 8 weeks in, because advertisers are going to want data from 6 weeks prior to see, okay, well, how many downloads does this show get? That's what sponsors and advertisers want to know. How many people are going to be listening to the message that you're going to share related to their brand? So it's not easy to do right away, but you don't need absolutely large numbers to get started. This is sort of a myth. A lot of people think you need 50,000 downloads per month in order to even have advertisers look at you. Well, that's not the case, because it's the case if you want to work with certain companies that will be the middleman between advertisers and sponsors. They only want to work with people who have a lot of downloads, but you don't even need to use them. You don't need to share your profits with them. What you could do is go directly to companies that you already work with and see if they have the opportunities to, or if they have interest in actually coming on and having the opportunity to come on your show in different ways. There's the pre-roll, which is before the episode. There's the mid-roll, which is during the middle of an episode. And a post-roll, which is during the end parts of the episode. You can also offer other things in addition to those spots on the show. For example, an email blast or a link on a website, a link in the show notes, all those kinds of things. So there's a lot of things that you can add in terms of value you're offering to a sponsor beyond just the audio content itself, which will allow you to charge even more. So how much could you charge? Well, it's based on a CPM model, which is a cost per 1,000 downloads model. That's what CPM stands for. The M is like the Roman numeral, 1,000. So you can get anywhere between $20 and $50 CPM. So let's say you have 1,000 downloads per episode and you're collecting $30 CPM. So for each episode that comes out, you're making 30 bucks. Now multiply that by four. If you come out with an episode a week, well, then you have $120 as a result of just a 30-second to 60-second ad spot on your show. You charge higher CPM for more that you give them, less for, and it's based on a case-by-case basis, too. When you go about this way and you don't use a middleman, you very much can negotiate here and offer different things and to kind of pull for a higher price if you'd like. And just, again, the important part with advertising as well is not just the numbers that you have, but the targeted audience that you have. For me, if I were to advertise on a show, I would much rather advertise to 1,000 highly targeted people who I know would be perfect for my product versus 1,000,000 people and just hope that randomly some of them are going to be interested in my stuff. So you can pitch the targeting of your audience as well and the quality of those people who are listening, not just the quantity. So that's the first thing. Now, there are other ways to go about getting monetization on your show as well. It's not just through advertising and sponsorships, but you could actually sell your own products too. So if you have your own coaching programs, your own information products, your own physical products, you can actually directly sell them on your show as well if you like. For example, how I've mentioned Power Up Podcasting over the past few days here. PowerUpPodcasting.com is my brand new podcasting course if you want to start one. You could check it out at PowerUpPodcasting.com. See how easy that was? Now, many people take a little bit longer of approach. You know, I know that I have an audience here who has followed me for a while on Ask Pat. So, you know, I almost can tell that it's okay for me to share things every once in a while because I've sort of, quote, earned that. But over time, you know, you might want to actually develop a more automated approach to selling that isn't so direct, but it allows you to sell things to people after a little bit of a conversation outside of your show. So, for example, collecting people's email addresses based on a topic and then having people receive, you know, a number of emails in the meantime that leads into a pitch or a webinar registration, and then there's information there, and then a pitch. So there's many different ways to go about selling your own products there as well. One of my favorite ways to go about it is to actually invite students of my courses on my show and have them talk about what they went through and the struggle that they had and how much the course helped them. I mean, that'll naturally come out in just conversation, and it doesn't even become a pitch for the product as well. It just becomes a giant testimonial that's very honest. And actually, if you listen to the recent episode of Smart Passive Income this week, you'll know that three students of mine were featured in one single episode to talk about not only the beginning journeys that they've had in their podcasting career and what it's done for them and the results that they've gotten already as brand new students, but they couldn't help but talk about the course and how much it's helped them. And it's so much more valuable than me just going on saying, hey guys, this is how great my course is. When you have your own students come on and invite them, I mean, they're going to be fired up. They're going to feel like it's an amazing opportunity and they're going to make you look good, right? So utilize that strategy. If you have a podcast, it's an amazing way for your existing students to help you bring new customers in. Obviously, get their permission to do that first, obviously. Okay, you can also utilize affiliate marketing. So in a similar way, you're promoting products or services or tools or programs of some kind, but they're not ones that you create. And that's the benefit. You actually don't have to spend the time, which does take a lot of time to create products. You don't have to spend that time to create them. There are products out there in this world that exist that your audience is likely already using or would love to use. And maybe you're using these as well. And this is affiliate marketing. This is when you share or recommend a product. And as a result, if people go through that link, you will earn a commission. Now, you need to be upfront with affiliate links on your show, in your blog, wherever. You need to let people know, especially if you're in the US, that that is an affiliate link and you are compensated for that. And there's no problem with that. I think honesty is always the best policy anyway. Plus, a lot of people will be like, oh, I can pay you back by going through your link and it's at no extra cost to me. I mean, it becomes a no-brainer for people if you've provided value. Now, one of my favorite tips for affiliate marketing with a podcast is to just talk about a process. Don't talk about the product itself, but talk about a process where that product was used. And it just essentially becomes one of the steps of many in an overall process to help some of your audience members achieve a certain goal that they want. And it just becomes a very natural way, again, to promote another product that's not yours. And you can generate, you know, quite a bit of commission through that. I mean, affiliate marketing has been the number one thing I've done for the last 8 years to help me generate an income. And if you select a product that's great and you are working with a great company who you know is going to take care of that person once they click over and then they're taking care of them from there, well, then it's a win for everybody, which is really cool. And then finally, there is a really cool model, which I call the PBS model. I talk about, you know, all these monetization models more in depth in my course, Power Up Podcasting. But I love this model specifically, although I don't do this right now, although I've had a lot of people ask me to go down this route. I interviewed a person named Jack Conti, who is the founder of Patreon. That is a tool that allows you to create and set up a PBS model, Public Broadcasting System model. What is that model? Well, that's one where, you know, it's funded by viewers like you. And that's where you collect money from your audience as a result of like a pledge or like a, hey, I'm a fan of your show. I'd love to give you a dollar for every episode you come out with. Now, that might not seem like a lot, but what's really cool about this is it allows your audience to help pay you back. It doesn't cloud your show with advertisements or sponsorships or, you know, products. It really is just a way for your raving fans to pay you back in a quick and easy way. And they might pledge, for example, $1 per episode that you come out with. And maybe you come out with 4 episodes a month, right? So $4 a month from some of your biggest fans, which isn't much at all. And when you multiply that by 1,000 listens, well, then you're at $4,000 a month at that point, and it's recurring. And it becomes an amazing way, like I said, for your audience to come together and feel like a part of the process. And you can thank them, and you should if you go down that model. The tool to do that, once again, is Patreon, Patreon. It's just really cool. I actually interviewed another person on that same episode. We'll link to it in the show notes. I believe it was episode 188. Another person who is actually a podcaster who utilized that, and he's making thousands of dollars through his episodes for every episode that he comes out with, which is really awesome. So anyway, a lot of stuff to go in there, and we're already at the 10-minute mark, so I don't want to keep you because these Ask Pat episodes are short. But this is why I love podcasting, because of these opportunities that become available, and not only to monetize, but to build an amazing relationship with your audience. And as you can see, by listening to Ask Pat, or if you listen to SPI, it just becomes an amazing platform for so many opportunities that can come your way. And I hope you will give podcasting a chance in your life. And I want to be that person who is the guide to help you along the way. So if you are interested in starting a podcast of your own right now, available through midnight, Monday the 24th, is my brand new course, poweruppodcasting.com. It's not only going to help you learn how to launch and set it up with all the tech and all the equipment and editing software. It's I'm going to help you do that, and I'm going to make it really easy for you. I feel like that's my superpower. But more than that, I'm going to help you learn how to market and launch your show and launch it the right way to get the most eyes and ears on it as possible. And that's what my specialty is. So go ahead and go to poweruppodcasting.com, sign up there. There's also available for those of you who just aren't into coursework or feel like you're just too impatient for that. There's a 2-day workshop happening at the end of September that I'm holding in San Diego for those of you who want the sort of fast track to that as well. Obviously, it's a higher price point because it's a 2-day intensive, but I'm offering that for the first time. I'm interested to see how that goes. So if there are still spots available, there might not be. It's only limited to 50 for this first time. But you can see that on the sales page as well at powerupodcasting.com. So anyway, thank you so much. Danae, thank you so much for your question today. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And good luck to you. Looking forward to hearing about your results. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Cheers. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Mia Hamm. Take your victories, whatever they may be. Cherish them. Use them. But don't settle for them. All right, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Appreciate you all. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.